Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, all our bets for tonight coming up 20 minutes from now. NHL, college hoops, and the NBA. Maybe we'll get some golf bets from Tyler if he's feeling up to speaking on the air, getting over a sickness. If not, he'll just type his bets and we will read them to you. And we should probably do that because Tyler's coming off a win last week with Jake Knapp.
Jake Knapp.
Knapp. Napster. Knapp.
Catching some Z's.
Download those songs. So we'll do that coming up in a little bit. Tyler said that he'll read his bets. Maybe at the end of this segment or beginning of next, we'll get golf bets from Tyler. But to wrap up the Bengals conversation, Ken, 10 for Cincinnati, you think, next year?
Yeah, if we're wrong, how are we wrong? Higher?
I think lower.
Do you? 11.5 last year with those expectations?
I guess not. I guess it's kind of like... 10?
Yeah,
that's like my bias, I guess. Like, I don't know how good they're going to be this year. I don't think they're going to be bad. Yeah, I guess it's probably like maybe up. Maybe it's 10.5.
I don't like them a whole lot. I can't believe they get the three worst teams in the league, except Washington. Yeah, they get Tennessee, New England, and Carolina. Nobody else gets that. That's incredible.
So what would you want to do?
On the regular, you know what that kind of supports a little bit? It supports the Bengals having a good enough regular season for Burrow to actually win MVP. It's like what it actually kind of supports. And then not winning in the playoffs would actually be something close to that too, probably. And we could see what they do on. I don't want to say the defense has to be bad. We haven't had the draft. We haven't had free agency. They know the defense was bad last year too. Just like what's realistic here in terms of, projecting them for next year, it can be better, but is this the Niners or the Bills or, like these teams that could, the Ravens, certainly who we've done already, that can field like a top 8 offense and defense? Seems very unreasonable that the Bengals have a chance to do that next year.
And even like, for people that are not watching the show, or if you are watching, you can see on the right rail of our screen, the AFC North division prices, Baltimore +150. Since he's like right behind them at +170, like this win total is going to be like at least 10 or 10.5. Like there's no question. It's just, yep. Then it's just like, what do you want to do with Cincinnati? Maybe we'll play an under or maybe not. We'll see what happens when we get there. Let's move on to the Pittsburgh Steelers here. We'll do Cleveland afterwards. So we don't know who the Steelers quarterback is going to be, Ken. Will it be Kenny Pickett? Will it be Mason Rudolph? Will it be Russell Wilson? Justin Fields? I doubt that they would just like draft another rookie. I don't think that's going to happen. So Pickett, Rudolph, Wilson. We'll see if it's another Kirk Cousins. We'll see who the Steelers end up bringing in a quarterback. I'll say my opinion on the Steelers roster. I don't really think they're far off from being really, really good. It feels like that you plug a quarterback in. I think they have a chance to be awesome, yeah. Right? Like they have the chance to like win the Super Bowl next year. I know you agree. You bet them at a huge price. Like you need a better quarterback, obviously, than what they've got. What do you think we'll see for the Steelers win total? And what do we have for the Steelers schedule? This one's really fascinating.
Yeah, and look, we're going to be doing a lot of guesswork here, right? But to a certain extent, there's a floor here because they've started a cavalcade of absolutely atrocious quarterbacks for a while. And they still win games, and they still make the playoffs a lot. So, like, we can plug in any quarterback we want. Like, the bidding starts at, like, 8, 8.5, probably, for where this is going to open. And we could talk about, like, how on the low end it is. Last year, they won 10 games. And as is often the case with Pittsburgh, they played like an 8-win team in terms of their point margin, but they won 10 games because, their coach is really good at winning games in the regular season and never finishing under .500. So they won 10 games. They played like an 8-win team. That was obviously with the quarterback play that they got. Split-wise, remarkably, they were 15th in DVOA on offense last year, which makes no sense if you watched them play any games. The defense was as good as you probably thought it would be, or better, 6th. They were top six in the NFL in defensive DVOA last year. So again, like, you look at kind of the balance and you look at how they could upgrade and you go, this is to your point, Nick, where you go like, all right, defense stays relatively the same. Could take a small step backwards, forwards, whatever, about the same. Let's call them a top 10 defense. Plug a quarterback in. They were 15th last year. They also had Matt Canada for large parts of last year, and now they have Arthur
Good
Smith.
Call. Honestly, like, that's a great call by you, and I should have, like, mentioned that also. Like, better, you would think a better offensive coordinator. I like Arthur Smith as an OC, replacing the atrocious Matt Canada.
I mean, you plug Wilson, Fields, Cousins is probably a pipe dream. Anyone else in? Okay, like, you want to still have, like, a lot of young skill position players? Like, I mean, I always think about, like, if you put, like, Cousins, Fields, whatever, it's like, is George Pickens going to win, like, Offensive Player of the Year next year? Like, is that possible? Like, look who's been throwing him the ball. Like, look at what any of this has been. And now you're going to upgrade it to competent. Like, it can be pretty awesome. It can be a lot better, I think, than people think. They're not perfect. They got to get better at some things. But I think they're a really interesting team for that reason. They are very good at one side of the ball. They are going to take steps to upgrade the other side. They've already done it with an offensive coordinator. They're probably going to do it with a quarterback. And that makes them really interesting. Depending on who the quarterback is, will probably determine the win total specifically. Scheduling wise, same two divisions as the rest of the AFC North, obviously. NFC East and AFC West. Their place in their division drew them the Jets and the Colts, which is, again, not an ideal, like, the Bengals get the draw of all time, and part of that is the other teams don't then. So the Jets and the Colts isn't impossible. Colts is probably a toss-up game no matter what. And then their bonus opponent from the NFC South is the Falcons, and a lot of that will depend on who the Falcons quarterback is going into
the
next year.
The Arthur Smith revenge game?
There is an Arthur Smith. And by the way, when I did the Ravens, I go, yeah, they're going to play the Chargers and Justin Herbert next year. Like, well, I kind of buried the lead about that game because Jim Harbaugh's
the Harbaugh
coach
Bowl.
Now, yeah. So the Harbaughs get to play each other. It's like,
yeah,
well,
we saw it in a Super Bowl. It's lost its luster.
Yeah, that didn't get heavily covered. That wasn't a big deal when those two played each other or coached against each other, I should say. So look, like, what's the Steelers number going to be? It's going to be the worst number in the division. But again, this is a highly competitive division where all four teams probably think they can win a Super Bowl pretty soon or at least make a deep run in the playoffs. So it's going to be something like 8. Like, that's probably about the number. And that's going to change depending on who the quarterback is. But I would expect something that starts with an 8 with a lot of these different quarterback options.
Yeah, I think I think probably 8.5 is probably closer. And, like, your bet again is, like, is it 500 or under 5? Over 500
if it's
or
Wilson,
under 500?
Is it 8.5 if it's Wilson? I think it's 8.
How about
Pete? Wilson.
How about, yeah. Okay, what if it's Pickett?
8 juiced under.
And what if it's Russ? 8 even?
Yeah, 8.
It was. Something. It does go noted. I'm kind of bullish on Russell Wilson if he's the Steelers quarterback next year. Prisco on the show earlier said he thinks, like, Russell Wilson might not be a starter in the NFL anymore. And, like, and so a couple weeks ago, Mike, I think it was Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN on Get Up. It's time to get up with Mike Tannenbaum. And Mike Tannenbaum said that the Jets should sign Russell Wilson to back up Aaron Rodgers. And he got, like, laughed off the set. So Mike Tannenbaum has been the general manager for a couple NFL teams. Like, there's a chance that he's saying that for, not for clicks, but whatever, saying it for attention. Also, he's not stupid. He probably knows something. And I'm not suggesting that he knows that the Jets want to do that. But maybe he knows that the league doesn't view Russ as a starter anymore. Like, maybe we should start thinking about that with Prisco saying that earlier. He basically telling you he doesn't think Russ is going to be a starter in the league next year. Then it's, would Russ be a backup quarterback or would he retire? Like, who knows what would happen at that point?
Oh, man. So, like, what am I realistically hoping for then if I bet the Steelers 100-1? Like, what am I, like, a shot in the dark that they get Justin Fields? That's what I'm hoping for?
Do you think Pickett's, like, dead? Like, not actually dead, but, like, dead, like, to be good?
Do I think he's alive? Yeah, right. Last I checked, I think he was in good shape. I think it's really, really unlikely. But I don't, you know, you mentioned, like, Mike Tannenbaum's on Get Up saying stuff like, I don't know any of the behind the scenes, like, and the strategy stuff that goes in. Like, maybe Arthur Smith is going to be the difference. Don't laugh if you're listening. Maybe Arthur Smith is going to be the difference maker here. How many times did we complain about Matt Canada? Like, the worst. How many times, like, Alex, other Steelers fans we know, like, when you go from the worst to good, maybe that does mean the quarterback can be salvaged. I'm not optimistic, But I guess you have to you hold out some hope that that could happen. Like, what happens when you get not Matt Canada in there? Maybe to a certain extent, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is; it'll be better. But look, like, for me to realize any equity in Super Bowl, I don't think it can be Pickett. I think it needs to be better than that. But like, I can be wrong about that.
Okay, 8 Russell Wilson, I bet over, and I feel like. That's a bet that I would actually. So we say for after all of these, I'd bet this. I consider betting this. I might not make those bets. Like we'll get to the ones that I feel really good about. I would bet over on the Steelers with Russell Wilson if the number were 8. Like to finish 500, over 500. Excuse me.
I mean, if the Ravens are going to be like 10.5, 11 more. The Bengals are going to have a really high number. We haven't done Cleveland yet. That's going to be a really high number. Like there aren't enough wins for the Steelers to be like 8.5 is the absolute ceiling, I think. Like play it out. Agreed. The best case. We played it out kind of the bottom part. Like what if it's Pickett? What if it's Russell Wilson? All right, like what if it's Kirk Cousins? Then like what is this number?
9.
I would bet the over aggressively on 9 with Cousins, even in this division. Like
So 9.5?
More than that. Yeah, and then where does that come from? Like, it's who gets rated?
How does it impact the other teams in the division?
Yeah. Like, are they, here's the crazy part. If they got Cousins, would they still have the 4th best odds to win their own division? Yeah.
They would, yeah.
But it would be really, it would get a lot flatter, I'll tell you that much. It'd get a lot. You'd have like 2, 2, 3, 4 would be like your prices to win the division or something, or less at the bottom.
I'm looking at the screen, right? I have ESPN on, and Seth Walder did like a free agency prediction.
ESPN analytics Kirk guy, right?
Yeah. I don't know anything. I don't know him at all.
No, I don't know
he's
either.
Predicting Kirk Cousins will sign with the Falcons.
But he's like a numbers guy. Where does that come from?
Great question.
It's like, well, I talked to a renowned mathematician and he said Kirk Cousins is going to sign with Atlanta. Like, I don't know. It's like, I talked to this Microsoft Excel program and saying he's going to sign with the Falcons. I'm not even knocking
like,
him. I'm sure we do a lot of the same stuff. Yeah. So
I talked to Pascal and he told me this.
Right. Yes. I mean, like, great. Like, it'd be very interesting if that happens. I don't know. So the Steelers are very interesting for that reason, but yeah, what you've learned, we haven't even done Cleveland yet. Brutal division, even more than usual, maybe even more than last year because you had the Burrow injury last year and the Deshaun injury last year. Does this year, do you actually like realize the potential of these 4 teams all playing at their best?
I think my big takeaway from this segment is after the show, I'm going to bet the Steelers to win the Super Bowl. And I'm going to join you.
There are no hundreds anymore. Sorry to break that.
They're close. Like the roster, like obviously they could use some help.
Right, but they're close in the wrong way, though. They're close in the court. They're close where it's like, well, they're just one player away, and it's the most important player on the team. That's the problem.
I'm not like Kenny Pickett's not dead to me yet. Like I'm still potentially
not dead to me, but I'm not optimistic. Why would you be optimistic?
Yeah. I mean, he's still like he wins a lot of games still. Like he plays well at the ends of games. Like he's like a little like young Eli in that sense. No, look, Eli had a good statistical season in his second season and like won the division. Like Kenny Pickett didn't do that. Like Eli Manning didn't get benched for, you know, like Jared Lorenzen, rest in peace, you know, like Kenny Pickett did for Mason Rudolph. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I still think Pickett's got a chance to be good.
If Pickett plays really well this year, does that mean Matt Canada's the worst offensive coordinator of all time?
Of all time, I mean, there are some really bad ones. He's in consideration. Terrible. Who's the worst offensive coordinator ever? I don't know. Canada's the worst one recently, for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
Jason
like,
Garrett? No, because Garrett was as good as the Cowboys' offensive coordinator before he was the head coach.
I mean, like, now that we've separated him from a really good player, like Nathaniel Hackett?
Tyler's got a really good one. Well, I think Hackett's like OC. I think he's okay. Head coach is one of the worst. Not a good
OC. Is
he?
They had the worst offense in the league last year.
But Tyler, Juan Castillo was the defensive coordinator of the Eagles, right? Not offense.
No, but didn't he
offensive line coach?
He was the offensive line coach, right? Is that what it was? And then he coached
the
defense.
Yeah, and then they made him the defensive. Right? Then they made him the defensive coordinator.
It's like Matt Patricia. This is like this, So.
I'm trying to think of like who else would be good. It's like worst offensive coordinator ever.
I thought you'd have a pretty good answer to this one. I thought there would be. I thought there would be a guy who comes to mind. I don't know. Maybe not. But I guess because they get lost to history because they don't stay offensive coordinator for very long.
Well, because you feel like the coach gets the blame for it. Like the head coach will get the blame if things are going like really off the rails. And you've got a lot of
offense. Who coordinated the Eagles' offense? Who coordinated the Eagles' offense last year? Brian Johnson. Is that the guy's name?
No way. He can't be the worst ever.
Why not? They went from Shane Steichen really and they make the Super Bowl to like a terrible offense with exactly the same players.
I mean, Hurts was like the MVP favorite, like how many weeks into the season?
Yeah, he was. And then he really wasn't.
And then he really wasn't. Also might have been hurt. I'm not saying Brian Johnson's Bill Walsh, just that I don't know if we can put him in like the conversation with Matt Canada.
I'm just thinking of names. Give me a guy. I don't know. I thought you'd be better than this. You're way better at this than I am, is what I meant.
I don't really think of things in those terms, I guess. Like, who's the worst offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Or, like, who's, like, the...
Who have you yelled at?
Maybe I'll think about it during the break.
Matt Canada.
Well, Arthur Smith is a head coach. Matt Canada, OC. On the other side, Tyler's Golf Bets for the Cognizant, and we'll roll through all the hashtag winter sports, NBA, College Hoops, NHL, all our bets for tonight.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the BetQL Network.